The Sarbanes-Oxley bill was one of several major efforts to reform the way the nation's financial markets work. The New York and NASDAQ stock exchanges also imposed some tough new rules on the way corporations choose board members, hire auditors, and compensate their managers. NPR's Jim Zaroli looks at how the regulatory landscape has changed for companies and whether the changes have done much to reassure investors.
He asked us to do a couple of new charts.
At the headquarters of the American Standard Corporation in New Jersey, Bruce Fisher leans over a colleague's desk, jabbing his finger at a chart and talking about a presentation he's about to make to shareholders. Fisher heads American Standard's Investor Relations Department, and as such, he's played a key role in helping the company with its transition into the post-Enron world. That means complying with a long list of new regulations. For instance, by next year, all publicly traded companies must prepare an exhaustive summary of their financial control procedures.
Really, what it means is that we will go through and map all of our financial processes around the world. We'll have approximately 1,800 people involved. It'll cost us a little over $1 million in out-of-pocket expenses.
And that's just a small part of the Enron fallout for companies. The new guidelines are numerous, and companies say it can be difficult to know when they've fully complied. Fisher says American Standard, which makes plumbing fixtures, among other things, already does voluntarily many of the things the regulations require. He says if the rules make investors more confident about the markets, he's all for them. But when pressed, he says the bill is not a panacea.
If you could legislate out fraud and crooks, then there would be no fraud and crooks. It's hard to change human nature. If folks want to commit fraud or if they want to misrepresent things, they may still do that, regardless of whether Sarbanes-Oxley is in place or not.
It's a view echoed by other executives. Still, most companies are quietly making peace with the new rules, and that is changing the way companies are managed. Take boards of directors. Many critics complained that Enron and WorldCom were able to deceive shareholders because their boards didn't ask tough questions about what was happening. But former U.S. Commerce Secretary Barbara Franklin, who sits on five boards, says the balance of power is shifting between directors and managers.
I just think directors are taking their jobs more seriously than ever before and sitting up straighter in their chairs asking tougher questions of management and expecting answers.
Franklin notes that one new regulation requires independent board members to convene privately outside management's presence, and that gives them a chance to discuss company matters more frankly. Because of their enhanced responsibilities, sitting on a board takes a lot more time than it used to, especially for those on the audit committee who must oversee accounting processes more aggressively. And Franklin worries that that may discourage people from serving on boards. But there's no evidence that's happening yet. Former SEC official Ira Lee Sorkin worries about another part of the bill. Executives must personally vouch for their company's books and face tougher penalties if they're wrong. He worries that this will inhibit managers from making difficult decisions.
I've heard CEOs talk about how this is a frightening prospect, that they face jail if they've certified something that was inaccurate. I think there is a fear that it's going to have a chilling effect.
Sorkin says that's good for lawyers, but he's not sure it's good for the economy. Sorkin sees the bill as an attempt to exert more federal control over the markets. Ultimately, Sarbanes-Oxley will succeed only if it can reassure investors such as Evelyn Goldner.
This looks exactly the way we want it to look.
As far as the growth record.
Goldner is part of an investment club that meets monthly near Medford, New Jersey. One recent afternoon, some club members gathered around Goldner's dining table. The women knew little about the market when they joined the club and had to learn how to pour through stock tables and annual reports. But the scandals shook their faith in the reliability of the information they were getting.
If some of these people who make a living at it every day can't find these things, I didn't feel that we could either.
The scandals have put our radar screen up.
The women here say they like many of the provisions in Sarbanes-Oxley. Mary Ainsworth likes the provisions giving shareholders more control over executive pay and imposing tougher sentences for fraud.
They risk going to jail if the numbers aren't right, and that gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling when people like Martha Stewart are having problems. I mean, this is becoming high profile, and I like that.
Ainsworth and the others also want to see the heads of companies like Enron and WorldCom held accountable for their actions. Until that happens, Sarbanes-Oxley will be, at best, a partial solution. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.